Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, cool, and entertaining internet talk radio station. Hey, everybody, how you doing? As usual, a great show, and today we're talking about La La Land, movies, television shows, celebrity issues, primarily. I don't know if you read some of my social media posts, but... Yeah, there's so much coming out right now about some issues, of course, with court cases involving producers and actors and a lot of sexual misconduct going on. I wanted to ask my guest, too, what the heck's Bill Cosby doing? But we'll get into that. He disappeared off the face of the earth in terms of media, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. I don't know. And also, I welcome your calls here, 323-203-0815, if you'd like to call in. Or you can email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That goes right here. And we'll check it out if you have any questions or comments about, you know, what's going on, you know, with some of the performers, actors, Hollywood gossip, things that are going on. Because my special guest today has been doing a lot of this television entertainment forever, because he's wonderful and he's good. People like him. He's been on all the networks. Besides being an author, seven-time Emmy winner, he was also entertainment reporter at KABC, later KCAL-TV. You've seen him here in Hollywood. He's been worked CBS in Boston, all over the country. He's been known for covering many Academy Awards, Golden Globes, and he's also a playwright, finishing up some of his plays that he's done, as always. And he's working on a new novel. We'll talk about that as well. Don't forget to pick up his book, Doing Julia. Julia Roberts, of course, is what he's talking about. You didn't do Julia, did you? No, he's shaking his head. I got your mic up now, so.
Oh, I did not so do sorry. Julia.
Okay, but you did do an interview with her.
Oh, I did several interviews with her. She's a lovely lady, but this is perfectly innocent.
Yeah, it's perfectly innocent. Less. Yes, more or less innocent.
More or less perfectly innocent.
Exactly.
As we say, because we want people to buy some, because
There are copies left on Amazon.
Where are there copies? No, there are copies left on Amazon.
It's a good book. It's a great book about all your junkets, which we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about what's going on with some of the sexual harassment charges. And also, you know, celebrities. And it's not easy being famous sometimes. It's not easy being, you know, out there in the public eye constantly.
I don't think so. Yeah. I agree with you. I wouldn't know.
I was
sort of semi-famous.
Yeah, but, you've had people ask for your autograph.
A couple, you know, think I'm the sportscaster or did.
Right. I've seen you before. Wait a minute. Everybody.
Hey, how are the Dodgers going to do this? You know, that sort of thing.
No, you're not. You know what's going on. You know, I do know that you keep up with entertainment news and all that. My God, you've worked for ABC and CBS, Disney, folks. Seven-time Emmy winner. You've done it all, man. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
have you. In addition to a guest, I'm also a friend of Dr. Michelle.
That's right. We've known each other for many years.
Many years, yes.
Many years. So I respect you so much and all the work you've
and
done.
And back at you.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, this is just going to be a, you know, 45 minutes of compliments of each other. But
yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah. There you go. So in much of your TV work, besides being an anchor for all the networks, you've been assigned to junkets. You're the junket guy, man, for years.
What the
heck is that?
What's a junket? Well, a junket is, the word assigned may not be the appropriate word. If you're fortunate to be selected,
yes,
you go if you can get permission from your station.
Yeah.
It's somewhat semi-controversial, although not so much anymore.
Yeah.
In that the studio pays for it. You fly to another city.
Okay.
You interview the stars. But the deal is, that's the only way you get to the stars, basically, these days. You go through their portal.
And, right.
Yeah, and those happen to be junkets, and those happen to be paid for by the studio. So what can you do?
Right, exactly.
Personally, I believed, and I always, you know, having worked in the major markets, it was never an issue with me.
Right, right.
You don't worry about being selling out, because they're going to need you for another movie down the road. And it's not, you know, so they don't care. They care, but they're not going to make an issue of it. If you like the star, you do the star interview. If you like the movie, that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I've never been I've never had anyone try to convince me otherwise to say, you think you could change your review a little bit? They'll ask for quotes sometimes, and I'll say, I don't think I can give you one.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's the way that works.
Well, no, you know, what's great about you and your interviews, and I've seen them for years on your junkets with a lot of celebrities, actors, actresses, who, you know, they're coming out with a film usually, and then they're going to promote it, and that's basically what it is. So
that's when you see them.
So what you do is you go to. Are they usually based in hotels?
Usually based in major. Yeah.
Yeah. How does that work?
It ain't a Motel 6 either. It's,
usually
something along the lines of a Hilton or a Four Seasons or whatever. Because the stars have to be at home.
Sure.
You want to do it near them. And they set up for television. What they do is they set up these rooms with cameras. And they bring you in and bring you out and bring a guy in from another city, bring him out, and so on. And then you interview the star.
Okay.
And I'm bored easily. So I always try and get a little different angle or something like that.
Yeah, you do. Some of the things you said to people really kind of blown me away. Like, but they're used to hearing, you know.
If you know them a little bit.
Well, right.
Yeah. Or if you think you know how they'll react.
Right.
I'm not looking to cause trouble, necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, you walk into De Niro and you say, how the hell are you? It surprises him.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, how the hell am I? How the hell are you? You know. It's,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it just sort of breaks the ice, and it makes a little bit different.
Sure, exactly. And they feel comfortable. You have that kind of way about you, you know. But speaking about your book, Doing Julia, you said she's a sweetheart to interview for the most part. She was pretty.
It took an interview or two for her to
loosen up and know who you were.
Know who I was. Yeah, yeah. It takes a while. And that happens with some stars, particularly if you're from L.A., where most of my junkets were from. Where I was working at the time, most of the time, you know, you'll see them fairly frequently, and they'd be coming home. They know what you do. They see the pieces sometimes, or more importantly, the publicist will reassure them that this guy's okay.
Yeah.
Now, by okay, I don't mean I'm a pushover, but I was never a gossiper in that sense. I'd like to get funny stories.
Yeah, exactly.
With Whoopi a long time ago, but Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah.
Did a movie together, and they were having an affair. Sort of an open secret, but, you know, you were sort of told not to ask about it.
Right.
Yeah. So I asked the guy outside. I said, who are people asking about? I says, yeah. And what they're doing is they're putting up signs saying, next question.
Right.
Or we're not going to talk about something like that. I said, okay, thank you for that tip. And I borrowed a magic marker, and I wrote something on the back of my notebook.
Yeah.
And I did the whole interview not mentioning a thing, and at the end, I said, and they knew the minute the tone of voice was. Yeah, said, you know, I'm not the kind of guy normally talks about this sort of stuff. And out came their signs. Next question.
Right.
We're not talking, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I reached in my pocket and pulled up my notebook, which said, I know, but I had to ask. Danson fell off his chair. He told them to keep rolling and do cutaways and stuff like that. So.
But they didn't talk about their affair necessarily.
No, I wasn't. They weren't talking to anybody about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't that I got scooped. I just for a different angle.
Yeah. And, you know, people are celebrities who you've seen and interviewed, you know, out in the public. I'd like to talk about some of the nicer folks who are really keeping it real. And you can sort of tell a lot of times. But sometimes in films, you can't really tell if someone is. I mean, I love Kevin Spacey's movies.
Yeah.
Until I found out what he's been doing in his, you know, in his life. I mean, I always knew he was gay, and I don't, no judgment.
Yeah,
my
no.
God. But, you know, some of the charges that have been, you know, brought up against him, and he's gotten, yeah, he's in trouble.
And,
you know,
and what I miss is his talent. Yeah. I mean, you're
I
right.
know.
His
Me
talent.
Too.
The guy is so good.
Yeah.
In fact, he was kind of desperate. He ran a couple of videos not too long ago saying, hey, isn't it time for all this to be over? And
yeah, really.
Not a person bit on that. And
nobody did.
As far as I know, he has not worked.
But, yeah.
Yeah, what an immense talent. And in person, an okay guy, not a laugh-a-minute interview, at least on TV he was. Or in Junkets he wasn't, but on TV, on Carson, Leno, whatever, Letterman, he would loosen up and be funny, but...
Yeah, one-on-one.
So, you know, and there's not a way these days, and it used to be different back in the old days, nobody got into the background of stars. I'm talking about way old days.
Right.
Like in the legends, and the reporters would ride on the trains with them sometimes, and they'd play cards together. They knew each other.
Yeah.
And there was no gossip. Well, that's for good or bad. I'm not judging on that.
Yeah.
But the point is, nowadays...
Of course.
They're a little more defensive, obviously. And,
absolutely.
They can be quite different than they appear on the air.
Speaking about people who have, you know, been in the news for sexually, I don't want to say it, but what can you say? Molesting women.
That's a good word, yeah.
Drugging.
Yeah.
Where's Bill Cosby these days? Is he... he's not serving time.
I think he's in the pokey. Isn't he in the pokey? I've lost track of Bill, too.
I should Google that right now.
Yeah.
I want to find out.
Because, he's in the pokey.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, to me, that's really sad. What is the psyche of someone who all those years would think they could get away with molesting women or, you know, luring them? Well, he was a big star, and everybody thought he was, you know, Dr.
Mr.
You know,
Warren, yeah, Dr. Yeah, Huxtable. So, Thank you very much.
So, I mean, and... so they kind of thought that was weird, and
I think part of it is the familiarity we've gotten with the interviews and with the People magazines and things like that.
Yeah,
is that we've gotten to the point where a lot of people think they know these people. They don't. They don't know who they are.
No, they don't.
That's a different persona,
right.
And who they see on or who they're playing is not the person they are. Not to say bad guys are always good guys, or vice versa. But you can't assume you know a person, and that's it.
Yeah, it's the power thing in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is power. And it's not, you know, Bill Cosby could walk tap on 10 women back before.
Yeah.
We'd never get to 10. It's tap on 2, 3, and, you know, he'd be yes, I will. But it's not the same way.
Yeah.
If you can get somebody who doesn't want to and use your power and your influence and, in some case, coercion, that's...
Yeah.
What they get off on, pardon the expression.
Exactly. No pun intended. No, it's really true. It's so sad. But I mean, I'm just reading here. Yeah. This is supposedly the latest.
Okay.
You know, Bill Cosby's 81 now.
Yeah.
And he's been moved to the general population, but he hasn't had any visits from family 4 months after arriving. He's at Pennsylvania State Prison.
Yeah.
So
different from the university, I should point.
Yeah, it's a new kind of Penn State right there. he's just you know hanging in there supposedly. So he's serving a 3 to 10 year term right now.
Yep. What a way to end what was a very magnificent career to the public.
But yeah, exactly.
That was his choice. That was what he did.
Yeah.
And he probably thought it would never be an issue.
Yeah.
And times have changed. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
With the movement, I think it's about time. But it's catching a lot of guys
exactly.
who never suspected they'd be.
That's quiet. Exactly right. It you know the power thing, and of course with social media, boy, word spreads like fire in seconds, literally.
Yeah.
But I mean, and there are those people who jump on the bandwagon as well, you know, who may have had an encounter, not a sexual encounter, with Bill Cosby or some of these other people, felt a little creepy and thought they would jump on the bandwagon. Let me just say and put that out. I have a woman who I know, actually, who did that. And she wasn't molested or anything, or, you know, she did not have sexual relations with him, nor did he inappropriately you know, mm-hmm. touch her. So, I mean, there are those people. I just want to put it out there. But I think the majority of the people who come out against Harvey Weinstein and, you know, Bill Cosby and, you know, so many other people who've been, you know, accused of sexually, you know, molesting other people who think they're going to be stars or, you know, they get them, you know, under their wing and they get their trust and they promise them a lot.
Weinstein, I think it was difficult to miss. That was an open secret. I
mean, yes. That everybody knew. Yeah.
Everybody knew Harvey would nail you if he had a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I guess some people could be caught by surprise, naivete, et cetera.
Yeah.
But that was whoa, man. You're kidding me. Harvey Weinstein, actually, yeah, they knew that. And then he got essentially from, and he was one of the great gifted producers in the business.
So
there were not exceptions for talent. And
yeah.
I'm not saying there should be, but.
No, exactly.
You miss the talent.
You do. You know, you really do. Anyway, I, you know, speaking about talent, we usually talk about celebrities and why they have meltdowns and why they're rude in public. And, you know, I there's lots of reasons. You know, I know that folks out in public, it's very pressured. It's a very pressured lifestyle, I think, being out there, right?
Yeah. And well, I'll give you one example how sometimes it's just bad timing, and this was, I don't consider myself a celebrity, but I was supposed to be flying somewhere, and I'm in the, at the ticket queue.
Yeah.
It turned out I was getting a ticket changed because my father-in-law died.
Oh.
And instead of me going out to make a trip, I was going to accompany my wife up there.
Yeah.
And as it so happened, right as I'm trying to talk to this person, oh, I'm a big fan. Will you get an autograph? And I, you know.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for the person. I wasn't going to yell at him, but I just turned and said, I'm very sorry. I'm having a personal crisis right now.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we make it another time? Oh, their feelings were not hurt, but they were sorry about it.
Right, right.
And that happens times 10 with celebrities, and most of them don't care if you're what you're doing and so on. I
won't
say most, but many.
Right.
And as a result, yeah, it's something you got to learn to handle, and some are not good at it and never have been.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. I mean, it's a pressured lifestyle, and you have to put on a public face all the time, which really gets difficult. I mean, in psychology, what we do is work with people, you know, who are really stressed at work because they're having inner turmoil. And then in their work, they have to put on a public face. And then, you know, and these are not even celebrities. These are just folks out there in general. It's a stressful world.
But that's at work. They have to put on the happy face.
And then let alone, you know, the celebrities who at work and not only out in public, they have to, you know, they may be in a bad mood. They may not be feeling well or tired. And there's people grabbing at them and saying, hey, can you say, and you know, that's got to be really irritating. But of course, like you and I have talked about as well, if you're going for the big ticket, you got to be nice. You've really, I mean, you can say things appropriately, you know, like, I'm having a rough day and I got a rush. I'm so glad you're my fan. I just can't sign anything right now, but I'm really dealing with something. Like you said, I have a personal, you know, family issue, a tragedy I'm dealing with. And people can say things in a nice way, but they just think that they can get away with it by blasting people.
You know? There's no excuse for that, but they do it. They do.
Yeah,
if you're going to ask somebody for an autograph, be prepared.
Yeah.
I think so. And there are different people. There's a little kid who actually wants an autograph.
Yeah.
And because he adores the actor or whatever. And then there's the little kid who works for a big man who's trying to collect autographs.
And
sell them. So there are different stories. You know, it's
like
most things in this country this day, it's complicated and usually motivated by things that are questionable.
Yeah, exactly. Can you share some of the weirdest junkets with us and weirdest or strangest encounters that you had with people that were
sometimes I've had a few weird ones. I've had some good ones, and that's the thing that kind of reassured me with some people who turned out to be who are fairly well known as decent people doing things that really weren't required to with me. I'd interviewed Dick Van Dyke a few times. Loved him on his old show.
Yeah.
And told him. I mean, I wasn't shy about it. I just said, look, I've been a huge, I think you're your show, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, he sort of knew me, but, you know, it wasn't a big deal. And one day I went to a movie, to a theatrical presentation, a theater play, and I brought my wife and my Aunt Mary now. Aunt Mary was visiting and paid for an extra ticket for her.
Sure.
But she wanted to sit next to my wife.
Right.
They hadn't caught up, and I sat in the single seat.
Right.
Which it turned out was a house seat and a very good seat.
Yeah.
So I sit there, and I'm by myself, and look, down comes out Dick Van Dyke. But, hi, Dick. Remember, I said, oh, yeah, fine, good to see. And we see the thing, and just as it's intermission, I said, Dick, I'd like to ask you a small favor. He said, sure. And I said, at intermission, a woman will be replacing me here. And that's my Aunt Mary, and she's a big fan, and she's out from New York. Just be nice to her.
Yeah.
And he said, not a problem. Well, I knew he'd be nice to her, but
well,
I just want to make sure
he's a nice guy. He always has been a nice guy.
So I found out later as Van Dyke walked up the aisle with her on his arm.
Like they were that's so cute.
Oh, yeah, and just, you know, why didn't you tell me your Aunt Mary was looked like this and was as charming as, you know, just.
That's so cute.
Could not have been nicer to her, and it was a memorable story she never forgot. And that's the sort of thing you like. Weird guys or people tell you to shut up. I try to avoid them. I've mentioned a certain man whose initials are Tommy Lee Jones that I'm not a fan of.
Oh, man, he has so much bad press. I was reading about him this morning and all the negative encounters that he has had with only interviewers such as you, but, I mean, people in the public. He's
nasty
just
man.
Nasty
man, it seems like. Oh, my God, there are a few better actors in this country. I really think he's one of the best around.
I know.
And it's so painful.
Yeah.
And I can't watch Men in Black enough. If it's on TV, I'll watch it again. And, you know, what can you say? The guy is a great talent. He's in a new movie coming up coming up this fall, in fact, called Ad Astra.
Right.
With Brad Pitt.
Right.
It's an outer spacey kind of movie.
Yeah.
And without spacey kind of movie.
Yeah, yeah.
No pun intended.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's one of the big movies for the holiday season. So
yeah, exactly.
It's not like he's gone away. People respect his talent.
Yeah, exactly.
In Hollywood, particularly. Yeah. And he's probably nicer to them.
Yeah. Wow. I received an email from Josh here on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. He's listening to the show and says he remembers seeing you on KCAL here in Los Angeles. That's great.
He was the one who saw me.
Yeah, he's the guy. Yeah. He just said, what's up with Harvey Weinstein? And, you know, we're just reading it right now. And actually, he's keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing on. He's not in jail, apparently.
No, I think he's fighting it.
He is.
He's got lawyers. He can afford lawyers. And we'll see how that. People will be watching that.
Yeah.
He works out.
Exactly. I mean, he's got big money to pay people off. You know, and his attorney, I think it was Lisa Bloom, who was with him a couple of years ago. Well, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
She resigned because she couldn't deal with it. It was too much. But
wouldn't be the first person to resign to get away from Harvey.
That's right.
Again, gifted.
So as they say in the press, alleged sexual harassment dating back decades. Okay, I mean decades he's been doing this. So
show business is not for women.
Yeah,
I hate to say it.
It's really not. Yeah.
I say that just to warn people who are going in with a naive attitude, thinking it's all sunshine and glory, men or women. You got to be prepared for a lot you're not going to like, and that's what.
Well, that's right.
Keeps the crowd down.
Well, right, exactly. And what I've, told several people who I have seen in the past in my practice who really want to become actors or actresses. You're laughing. You're so cute. But no, really.
I'm not laughing at you, your practice, or them. I'm just saying it's not a surprise.
Oh, I laugh at it. No, I know what you're saying. I mean, I laugh at myself because I've not experienced that. I've been more in the news with and just doing talk shows here. But I've told them just, you've got to know that this is not what you've been promised or shown, or this is the movie La La Land was real about trying so hard and how you have to push, and all those humiliating interviews that Emma had to go through in the movie, but I mean it's true. And I keep saying, if you love acting, do stage, do showcases,
do it for the love
do
of
it
the,
for
of,
the love
of, yeah exactly.
Do goofy commercials if you want to make some money and you're good enough at that, but go for as many reads or auditions as you can, but don't get discouraged, because it's not about the personal person, it's about what they're looking for in terms of looks. And if you can read a decent script, if you can be that, they're looking for a look a lot of times.
Amen.
it's all about what you look like. and it's not necessarily sexy, or I mean, it is that many times, but it's just about a feel for what you look like.
I will give you an example of that. Actually, a personal example of a member of my family.
Yeah.
Who is very young and has already been a photo model in
yes.
the magazines, and you know, is being handled by her family right now.
Right.
Probably because she's 7 months old.
Okay.
The baby
yes.
model. But, you know, they take her in, and it's exactly right. It was the look. She had a smile that will kill you. And she, I say that not just as a grandfather, but
yes.
also as a observer of little babies. She's got something in her smile.
No, she's beautiful. I've yeah. seen her. Thank you for sending me that, by the way, the sure. pictures of her. Because, I mean, she's making money at 7 months. Hey.
Yeah. yeah
you know what? Her parents yeah. are smart. There's the college education right there.
She's got her own, and of course, the state had to do it because of so
yes,
much abuse.
Absolutely.
There are funds set up.
Yes.
Governed by the government.
That's right.
Because the families would steal them. Not my family, of course, but
yeah.
some no. did.
No, you have a good family. No, you've got an amazing family. And I think I'm really proud that they, you know, she's a doll. She's just a doll.
And the other one's a doll, too. And she's 3 months old. Maybe she'll get 3 years old.
Oh,
4 years old. And maybe she'll get into it.
Oh, she's
it's tough. The moms who also work in many cases.
Well, right. It is.
And
to have
in
to
our
take
cases, too. Yeah, it's difficult. And you got to go to so many.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Yeah, I had my son when he was, I took my son, rather,
yeah.
because I had a next-door
yeah.
neighbor who was, she did photography and camera work
yeah.
For studios who did commercials.
Yep.
She said, hey, let's bring your son over for this, I guess it was a Goodyear tire, where the baby sat in the tires.
Oh,
was
yeah,
that Goodyear?
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
I can't
remember that
remember.
Tire, yeah.
Anyway.
I remember that tire, I remember that ad.
Yeah, yeah they used several babies, of course, mm-hmm. because of, you know, the laws and everything like that. But he did that. He made a lot of money. He was one of the babies in the original tires. He sat there and just,
wow.
because he was
yep.
silly and goofy and was just kind of sitting there
Perfect.
Smiling and clapping yeah. and all that. So, yeah, we made some money for him, put it in his college fund, and they had the laws then, too. So
After 6 months, I think they can work you longer, which is a great
yeah.
turning point.
Yeah, that's right.
For the little ones, something like 20 minutes, I think, under 6 months, 20
yeah.
minutes. Is your day.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then it goes up to a couple hours after
right.
that, once they're aged six-month-olds.
Right, right, exactly. So, by the way, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here. My special guest is John Carker, and he's been around. You know, you've seen him on television. He's been on most all of the networks, particularly here on ABC. He's been on KCAL, worked for Disney, CBS. Also, you were in Boston for a while on CBS. All over the country.
Forgettable years.
Three forgettable years. No, it was good. Your stuff was
well,
great.
Well, there you go.
But
yeah.
you've been doing reporting, and of course, you're a critic, a movie critic. And
I am, and I'm a critical critic.
yes, you are.
And
we can talk about some of the movies and coming up. You know, I was just sort of taking a peek at some of the contenders, possibly, and you told me you've seen some of them because that's who you are. But I wanted to jump into this thing also about paparazzi. And by the way, guys, thank you for emailing me here, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We'll try to answer some of your questions coming in for John about certain celebrities. But it's fun to hear people and what they want to
yeah.
find out about celebrities. But and see, there you go. It's the lure of, ooh, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we were talking about the paparazzi and how dangerous they are, you know, and Halle Berry, you know, worked on getting that law passed about the paparazzi and because of the danger that they've caused. And, you know, of course, the most yeah. obvious being Princess Diana. But, I mean, let's talk about Hollywood in here and how they really invade people's homes. They're intrusive, and there's new laws out now, so...
Well, the my experience is from a few years ago, and one thing, I knew a guy who was a photographer, and he was
yeah.
not a paparazzi. He
right.
was a Hollywood photographer, and he's a foreigner. I forget his name now. It was so long ago, but he worked with stars, and they welcomed him.
Uh-huh.
And he hated paparazzi more than stars did. He hated the reputation they did to a serious photographer like himself. And
right.
If you ever included among the paparazzi, you look out. He'd have serious problems. So I understand yeah. if somebody's a legitimate,
yeah, sure,
type. Good luck, but yeah,
no kidding.
No,
yeah.
the so-called paparazzi. Well, you know what? They work for certain publications that are telling them to do that.
That's exactly right.
As it turns out, many of them fit the job perfectly.
They're not
the finest people you'd ever... You wouldn't want to take them home to mama, as it were.
No kidding, yeah.
But, you know, it's just part of the... Again, kids, before you commit yourself to show business, realize that even when you get to the top, if you get to the top and the odds are against it, there's going to be a lot of issues that you're not going to like.
You
think it solves your problems. And you look, one thing you learn from talking to the stars and from people who have had successes, it doesn't solve all your problems. It creates new problems. That problem usually gets solved.
Yes,
if you're very successful. But you know, the little things you think will go away don't. You still got love issues. You still got where to live. You still got working for jerks, or you're a jerk, or you know, it just. Or insecurities never go away. It's all part of the game, and so that's why you got to do it for the love. If you just, if someone once, it might have been, I hate to name drop.
It's all right,
and I won't because I can't forget who it was. I can't remember who it was.
Okay.
He once said, and other stars will say the same thing, that don't act unless you can't not be an actor.
Right.
In other words, if you have to, if your everything in your mind and your body says I got to do this.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you still get crushed, but go ahead. At least you're prepared for it.
Yeah,
but if you can do anything else, just run from it.
Yeah, and you were right when you were talking about, you know, a lot of folks who really want to go into acting and, you know, for the wrong reasons, kind of filling up their need to be seen, you know, the low self-esteem issues and stuff like that. And then when they do sort of become, you know, to a certain level of becoming well-known or success, a lot of times there's trust issues. I mean, this is what we see all the time, and that's why a lot of celebrities find each other, because they understand, you know, the psyche of that, and there's not some kind of a, well, I'm being used for this, or, and how many times have we seen, you know, actors and actresses who, you know, have kind of been married to people who are using them, you know, just to hang around, take along, money, whatever.
But you make a very good point, and once they're inside the velvet rope, Who knows them better than anyone? Other people inside the velvet rope.
Exactly.
And it isn't us versus them in many cases. And
God, it really is.
You've got to have some reason to be allowed inside the velvet rope. And if you're a famous writer or doing a book, or Rona Barrett back in her day and people like that, of course you cross. Rona Barrett. Could I get an older reference, John? That's an ancient reference.
Yeah, I kind of remember
her. She's probably been dead for 30 years.
You're so funny. But... yeah, no, you're right. It's really true. By the way, I was just kind of reading here. It was actually Halle Berry and Jennifer Garner who successfully pushed for legislation to keep the paparazzi away from them and their children, because it was getting really rough. They couldn't even go out.
Alec Baldwin was very involved in that earlier.
Yes,
mostly
he was.
He just got mad at people and beat them.
That's right.
I shouldn't say that.
No, it's true. It's really
actually
true.
A big fan of Alec Baldwin.
Right.
But he could be. He did not. It did not set well with him.
I
understand. He's Irish descent, quick temper, and if somebody's coming at, say, I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming after your kids or invading their life, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
You got
you want to protect. Anybody does, right?
Yeah, I know.
But then again, it goes with that, you know, intrusiveness. And there's a fine line between you're a star and people are going to come up to you and ask for your autograph or try to talk to you. And, you know, I was just reading some claims. Who was I reading some claims about? It was Harrison Ford. And I know we can talk about that a little bit too, but you had a pleasant experience with him. But, you know, he's notorious for giving people the finger and not being too pleasant. But, of course, Kevin Spacey is tough.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that. Christian Bale. He's another guy. And I don't want to put these people down. I don't want to focus on that. But we can talk about that just a little bit, too. I want to talk about your encounter. And I know you said you had a situation where you thought you might have helped Harrison Ford survive from that plane crash.
I mean, only slightly facetiously. But I had one advantage with interviewing Harrison Ford is that the station I worked at the time, one of the assignment editors was his daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
So that...
Oh, that helps.
And before I had an interview coming up, I said to her one time, I said, well, always looking for some help with him because he's not an easy interview.
Sure.
I said, anything new in his life? She said, well, it's his birthday coming up. Do you have any ideas what I could get for him? I said, geez, you know what? why don't you get him? I said, what does he like? He says, well, he likes, he's thinking of taking up the bass, you know, the
right.
big, tall bass violin,
right,
double
right.
bass.
Cool.
I said, well, get him some Oscar Peterson Trio CDs.
Oh, nice.
Because that's
Ray
great. Brown is the best.
Oh, no kidding.
Ray Brown's the best ever.
Yeah.
And she did. And when I interviewed him, I said, how's your bass coming up? And he said, oh, I got the greatest gift from my daughter. These, I said, yeah. Oh, I had a little bit to do with it. And I said, you really ought to do it. He said, yeah, well, I said, call Ray Brown. Just
yeah.
give him a call. And
yeah.
see, he can have someone choose that. He
yeah.
said, well, I said, I don't want to bother him. I said,
yeah.
for God's sakes, you're Harrison Ford. He'll take your call.
You think?
But instead, he decided it might be a better idea get a better idea. There I am, Mr. Projection here. To get a better idea to learn to fly an airplane.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And with some degree
yeah.
of success. But yeah. He went through. And I like the claim. I could have saved him all that misery. The worst thing that happens is you strain a muscle carrying his bass to a gig. You
there
know?
You go. That's it.
So
focus on
the bass.
I
take credit for that. So I want that in my resume. But I, you know, particularly with that entree, I'd get along with him. He still wasn't a good interview, but
right.
I get along with him.
Exactly. That's funny. In case you just tuned in, guys, here you're on the couch with Al. That's me, Dr. Michelle. And we're talking to John Corcoran. He's a 7-time Emmy winner and entertainment reporter at KABC, later KCAL TV here in Hollywood. Of course, he's worked for CBS. He's been all over. He's an anchor, reporter, and writer, of course, and a film critic. He's covered many Academy Awards and Golden Globes, and you might want to check out his book. It's called Doing Julia. It's about doing the junkets and, of course, meeting Julia Roberts and working with her. Your new book. What is that called
well,
that you're working on?
Yeah, I should. It's such a great title if I give it away. No,
okay.
What the heck.
All right, don't just.
No, I will.
Don't give the underscore. Just give the main title.
All right.
Yeah.
Celebrity Sideswipes.
Celebrity
Sideswipes. And it's
love
just a term
it.
For a guy who's, you know, who's
right.
not intimate friends mm-hmm. with a lot of stars, but has had experiences with them.
Sure.
Be they just an or because I'm such an odd duck, and I always was during interviews,
yeah.
I still am, I'll tend to ask the odd question or get the odd reaction. At one point, I remember Peter Berg, people don't know the name, perhaps he acted at the time he was an actor. And now he's a very successful director that people don't. He did.
Yeah, yeah.
He's had a lot of success.
Yes.
But it was near the end of the his series of interviews at a junket. And mm-hmm. He said, what do you want to do? I said, well, we could just scream at each other for 5 minutes if you want. He said, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Mm.
And we started, how do you think you get off with that? And he come back at me.
Yeah.
He did, so we just started laughing.
That's cool.
And
I like
we,
that.
He said, what now? I said, yeah, let's ask me a few questions related to the movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't use that.
Yeah, exactly.
The part
right.
that I got.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, sure, that's a waste of time. Sounds silly, but sometimes the stories turn out to be pretty interesting. The time,
yeah.
I like to say, Paul Newman saved my life.
Yes.
Things like that. You know,
yeah.
it just...
Yeah.
And, you know, I make up stuff, but this is pretty much on target.
That's cool. Oh,
it
I can't wait to read
happened.
That.
Well, I got to finish it first.
So Celebrity Sideswipes is who are we swiping left or right on?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Wow. So, that's an older reference, too. I'm talking about a car crash where it's a sideswipe where you just sort
that's
of
an old one,
a
yeah.
slight encounter instead of a, people will think,
right.
that's good. That'll help solve the book.
Okay. And also the dating swipes. Swipe left,
swipe
right. We're talking about some of the films also a little bit earlier, you and I, that are up. We're just kind of peeking down the road here for the 2020 Academy Awards. You said you really liked Quentin Tarantino's movies, but he's got the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Have you interviewed Quentin before or Leonardo or Brad? And what did you think about that movie?
Well, I thought the movie... I put it in the category of any Quentin Tarantino movie. I did not like Pulp Fiction when it first came out.
Right.
Now I like it a lot.
Okay.
Just from seeing it again and again
yeah.
and picking
yes.
up the dialogue and finding the nuances, whatever.
Yes.
It for me, more than almost any other director, it takes a while
yes.
to get to appreciate it, I
right.
think.
Right, right.
So I've only seen it once. So I'll have to see it a couple more times to be sure.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to find some more nuance in it because I didn't. It didn't blow me away. I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. The acting was good. Directing was good. He's a very talented director.
Yeah.
He's actually, you know, for so Mr. Bad Boy, he's not not in interviews. He's a good interview, and he's a lot of fun. You may not like him, but just to talk to, I found him a delight.
Yeah.
And so, you know, good luck to his movie. There's a lot more movies still to come. I want to see how that Ad Astra. They're getting very good talk about Ad Astra, and there's a couple more that'll be coming out later on. One called Jojo Rabbit.
That really?
Could be good.
What's that about? What's that one?
It's a movie about the potential to change your life. And it's almost too hard to explain. It involves a kid and his family, and Hitler's part of the family. It just, you can't explain it.
Yeah, bizarre. Sense. I mean, one of those really bizarre movies.
It'll make sense when you see it.
Right, right.
Frozen 2. I'm really looking
forward to it. Oh, I love Frozen there. I love that. Yeah, it's coming really soon.
It says November.
Toy Story 4 is the film to beat. And maybe Frozen 2 will
absolutely
do it this time.
Absolutely right. Frozen 2, that's a very simple reason why I'm so enthusiastic about that. Mm-hmm. I have a 4-year-old who absolutely adores Frozen 1 and
can't wait
to see the reaction.
I love it. And I'm 32. So, I mean, what can I tell you?
I know, and that's amazing. There you are, 8 times older than my granddaughter.
Another hot contender will be The Report. Have you seen that one?
Have not
CIA
seen
interrogation techniques after 9/11.
Well, I invented many of those.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Adam Driver, Annette Bening's going to be. It's sort of a political thriller, and it's based on real events.
I can't wait to see that. Yeah, take those. Well, even like the Apollo 11, which was out earlier this year.
Yeah.
Used a lot of documentary footage, and yet it was. Supposedly based on a true story, not an actual documentary.
So. Right. Have you heard of The Laundromat?
No, I
coming
have
up?
Not.
Oh, and I know you've interviewed Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be amazing. It's a plot based on the real-life Panama Papers, in which millions of files uncover, there's more political stuff here, offshore tax schemes by the world's most powerful political leaders. And she's they said, man, she's just kicking it in this movie, as usual.
Meryl Streep, I'm sorry, the cliches are true.
Yeah,
all the rumors are true.
Yeah.
No one is in her league, I don't think. I'm sure some say there's some foreign actors who are her equal, but I don't see it. I don't see anybody who's as good as her.
Yeah, I agree.
My opinion, a number of people's opinion, but she gets better. She gets better every time.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
It's almost like she shouldn't even be nominated because...
I know. I mean,
it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the other kids.
Not fair. That's right. She's
like
the best.
She's a grown-up playing in Little League ball sometimes.
Right. Now, did you... And I think that you didn't have a real positive encounter with Tom Hanks. I'm not really remembering. Was it okay?
No, it was okay. It wasn't like... I think some people have just connected with him, you know.
Okay,
He's a great guy, and I liked him, but for some reason, I don't know, maybe I'd said something about one of his movies. I don't know.
He was having a bad day, maybe, when you met him.
Could be. I was having a bad day.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I bring his name up is because this is really contrasting with all of the, you know, films that we just talked about, political thrillers. Did you see Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood where he portrays Mr. Rogers?
Is that even out yet?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm a little behind on some of this.
No, it's okay. I think it is. Yeah, I think I didn't see it.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to be really amazing.
I talked to Mr. Rogers once on a radio show.
Oh,
I had a radio show back in
Washington.
Oh, my God,
what an amazing soul he was.
And he was exactly like Mr. Rogers. I started talking to him, and I started laughing because he sounded exactly like
Mr.
Rogers. He had the same beats, you know, the same rhythm.
Yes.
I kept interrupting, which I didn't mean to do until I figured that out. And the same thoughts. You're right. There is a guy.
Yeah.
I don't want them to ever find a hint of scandal with him. I don't think they ever will.
He's a wise, thoughtful man. I mean, he thoughtful in terms of, yes, he thinks of others, but he really thinks about what he says.
That's true.
He's very, you know, he was always like that, and I think that's why.
Have you interviewed him or met him?
Yeah.
Oh, great, yeah.
He kept it real with the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, he was just teaching. He was amazing.
And they connected with him. That's, they aren't always with adults.
Exactly. So those are some of the contenders they're saying, and I don't know if you're into the foreign films. I love Antonio Banderas. There's
you spoke well of you.
Good. I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, he's
had
really
fun.
Good.
No,
he's
I'm kidding.
Really
Pain and Glory is coming out. Penelope Cruz is going to be co-starring with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always good. So, and, yeah, I've sort of, you know what, I've sort of put off the fall until they happen.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I'm frightfully ignorant on the upcoming movies for the last few months.
Yeah.
Except the few I mentioned. But.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome.
That's when the contenders come out, the serious contenders, they call them.
Right, exactly. Those are the real good ones are starting to come out, so.
Not that there weren't a few good ones.
Oh, my gosh. They were amazing, films, you know, that have already come out. So.
Or I like to call them films.
Films, yeah, films. Exactly.
A good film.
Exactly. So in your estimation.
Uh-oh.
Like, yeah, uh-oh.
Well, this is on the record.
Who are some of the most down-to-earth, real celebrities who you have met and worked with? I mean,
Are more than a few.
They're like you said, Julia is the real thing, and Meryl Streep is the real thing.
Yeah, yeah. And don't have to be because of their
exactly.
And Julia took a little while to break down, as it were.
Yeah,
but, it's gone back a ways. But I was just so blown away with her, with Sandra Bullock.
You said Sandra Bullock was amazing.
Yeah.
And
this was early on in her career. And
yeah.
She was just breaking through. And I said, jokingly, as I did sometimes with him, I said, now that you're going to be such a huge star based on this movie, will you remain your same sweet self or will you become a bad person?
Yeah.
I don't think I said B-I-T-C-H. But,
Because
I couldn't use it, but something like that. And she was like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
A joke question. And she took it seriously. She said, oh, no, my father would never allow me to change. You know, she managed, and she did. You know, life gets to you after a while. And the business gets to you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah.
Robin Williams, God love him. So sad the way it ended. But, Robin, you could. The thing he did is he knew what you wanted, even if you didn't.
Yes, exactly.
During short interviews. So I would sometimes get distracted and get off into the field of serious field of comedy with him.
Right.
And he'd answer seriously.
Yeah.
And he realized that there's like a minute coming up and I didn't have anything that anybody wanted to listen to except the serious stuff. So he didn't need a question. He'd just go off on a riff so I'd have something.
Isn't that the best?
And just a sweetheart of a guy. I'm so sorry he couldn't conquer his demons.
Yes.
Nothing new with comedy.
Well, you know, and they said in terms of the medical issues going on, Robin Williams is he found out, you know, he was what were called Lewy body proteins in his brain, which are they're the onset of a dementia or an Alzheimer's. And I know he was having, you know, memory issues, and I know that supposedly was some of the cause why
didn't he get some other physical serious ailment.
Oh yeah, I believe he had Parkinson's.
Yeah, Parkinson's. That might have been, that was the immediate trigger.
So I mean, it was really something that he, you know, what he did. And when people are that depressed, and they, you know, they're just, you know, I mean, I don't want to go there and make it dark at the end of the show here, but I mean, that was a real physiological thing that he was facing, and I think he just didn't want to deal with it anymore. And I get it.
Yeah.
I really get that.
Yeah.
But
That was. He lived in Tiburon.
Yeah,
Near where one of my sons lived.
Yeah,
and
The
town felt it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think everybody felt it.
Yeah, that's true. Of course,
brilliant. He was so brilliant.
Yeah, happens a lot with comedians because they frequently come from a dark place and they just can't handle the reality of it.
Yes,
sometimes.
Yeah, they have to keep everything light, and there's that whole psychology behind it, which I'd like to talk about, but we can't because we're running out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's
I know. Can
the
you
hour
believe that?
Flew by.
I know.
That seemed like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
That's true,
it's always
I
that
babble
way.
So much.
It's always that way when I have you on the show. You're so cool.
Babble.
Thank you, John. By the way, check out his book, Doing Julia. It's about interviewing Julia Roberts.
Plenty of copies left.
Go on Amazon. You're so funny. Amazon.com, of course. And it's about junkets and all the celebrities that John
has interviewed. And
that is a novel.
It's a novel. Made up, but based on the truth.
No, but it is based on a lot of it. It's true. Based on true stories. Man, 7-time Emmy winner. You're amazing.
Well,
Entertainment reporter for ABC, CBS, Disney. Covering the Academy Awards, Golden Globes, film critic, and, of course, author. His latest book, Celebrity Sideswipes,
Working on it.
It's on the way, folks. It's coming out. We'll tell you
more.
So,
I hope someone else doesn't hear that and read it first.
That's right. No, you've got it. You copywritten that. I know that. You always cover yourself. I know. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Great show.
So fun to have you on always. Such a good friend and a lovely human being.
Such a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Even with others.
This is Dr. Michelle. Thanks, guys, for listening. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Have a good one, guys. Be back next week. We're going to be talking about somebody who's really on a, spiritual level, psychologically healthy, and is going to help you out with a lot of your depression and anxiety. Have a good one, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.